And in the studio, a very special guest who's going to tell us more about the Puget Sound Honor Flight and another organization that he represents more specifically, helping out our veterans. We have a veteran in studio, Michael Schindler. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks, Mark, for having me.
Great to have you in studio today. Now, why do we have you in studio?
It's
that time of year for the Puget Sound Honor Flight with Campbell Auto Group, as we like to say. And they're a proud sponsor. KCIS is partnering with this, too. Tell us more about the Puget Sound Honor Flight. What is that, first of all?
Yeah, you know, so Honor Flight started back in 2005, and it really started as a way to honor our World War II veterans, to cover all costs associated with taking them from their location to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials. Mm-hmm. And then they expanded that. So now they do Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans, and they do flights in September, October, April, May. They're taking applications for folks, for veterans that actually want to go back and see those memorials. Mm-hmm. It's a great way for us to bookend somebody that has served this country very well, very honorably, and for us to be able to cover all costs associated with him going back to see the memorials.
And it's free for that veteran.
It's free. And it's 100% free.
And they but family goes as well.
Correct.
That's not free, but that's probably at a good rate.
Correct.
And you've got a lot of people doing this.
I do. So Denise actually oversees that program with Honor Flight, and I actually represent Operation Military Family, which does Reboot, which is a combat recovery
course. Tell us more about that. That's new this year.
It is new. So Kurt and Craig, you know, those two have always been, that family has been very community-driven. They're very focused on supporting and growing their communities.
The Campbells.
Yeah, the Campbells, mm-hmm, correct. Mm-hmm. And they came across this Reboot combat recovery. It's a 12-week course, really, focusing on spiritual aspects of combat recovery. Mm. So we know that when some of us that have served go through combat, there can be moral injury as a result of that. And so this is just really a way to address the spiritual wounds of war and getting really helping our service members and their families rebuild the character and get it back involved in community, get them back on a pathway to success. Mm.
Do most people who come back from war suffer with some degree of PTSD to one degree or another?
Some do. You know, the number of folks that have gone to combat is minimal. Mm-hmm. I think oftentimes we focus on PTSD or suicide or things, moral injury. It's a small portion, some say up to 30%. But again, if you're thinking through those numbers, Mark, that could be, you know, one, two, or three out of 10 people that you meet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough for us to really focus on the recovery.
Okay, well, let's focus in on one particular story. Can you tell the story of someone who has benefited from the Reboot campaign?
Yeah, so there was an individual. Actually, we did this in January of this past year, where an individual went through. We had 12 cohorts involved in this class. And it goes 12 weeks. And that individual, for the first couple sessions, it's very difficult for men to open up, right? So you got to build that trust. And as a result, we've got two individuals that are going to be coming back because of their breakthrough of understanding that, you know what, their experience does not define them. It's a part of who they are, but it does not define them. And they were able to let go, to release, and now they want to give back. Hmm. And so they'll be coming back to support our two September classes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Well, that's passing the faith along there.
Yeah.
I guess you guys were part of Seafair Weekend, just came through on that. What did you guys do at the Seafair Weekend?
Oh, gosh, boy, we supported. There was so much that happened at Seafair. We supported that. We were at the Boeing booth, you know, overseeing.
So people maybe saw you this past weekend.
Well,
were you there?
I went up to soccer fields this past weekend. So I was involved in a tournament.
Okay.
But the team was down there supporting Seafair, making sure that people understand what resources are available to them. That's very important for us as an organization to understand that those who are aging, there's things available through Honor Flight. Those are getting out, there are resources and tools available to them to get employed, to get back on a pathway to success.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we support a number of groups and events.
Yeah. Well, the Puget Sound Honor Flight and the Reboot Recovery Program, a new partner in that, a great outreach to our veterans, whether they've are there still World War II veterans that are out there and still waiting to do an honor flight?
They are heaven bound very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small group now.
And reaching out to Korean veterans as well. Of course, Korea all in the news these days.
Yeah.
So it's a great outreach to veterans, both who've been vets a long time or more recent injury.
Correct.
And we always hear so much about PTSD. This is a real practical way to help those veterans to re-enter society, stay strong, stay healthy, get healthy, help their families, and continue to serve their country. Now, how do people, I know that proceeds from sales of Campbell Auto Group cars go to this year, but there's other ways people can support this financially. How do they do that?
Yeah, you know, with Honor Flight, people can just go to Honor Flight to their website, and they can support financially.
And at KCISradio.com.
Yeah,
sure. We have a link there,
Yeah, wonderful. And the same goes for Reboot Recovery. They can go to Reboot Recovery. Again, that is, we're in 100 different locations with that program. 3,500 different graduates.
But based right here in Edmonds, I guess.
Well, we've got, we sponsor two or three here in the Puget Sound area, and then go to operationmilitaryfamily.org.
Operationmilitaryfamily.org.
Yeah, or omfcares.org. Yep, same URL, but they can go there and visit.
And it's, I would assume, tax deductible if you want to give.
100%.
So give back to veterans, and it's a great outreach this time of year. With the Campbell Auto Group, the Honor Flight, and this year partnering also with OMF. Again, more details at omf.org. Is that what you said?
OMFcares.org.
OMFcares.org.
Yeah, correct.
And we've been talking with Mike Schindler, a military guy and representing OMF. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.